See you later, alligator. Well, today is Friday, October 7th. Thank you for turning to World Radio to help start your day. Good morning. I'm Nick Eicher.
And I'm Myrna Brown. Coming next on The World and Everything in It, a singing crocodile?
Yeah, I think you read that right. Arts and media editor Colin Garbarino has a review of Lyle Lyle Crocodile. It's a new movie aimed at the whole family from Columbia Pictures.
Life inside the lines, safe and simple by the book. You keep sweeping the uncertainty aside.
Lyle Lyle Crocodile debuts in theaters today. It's a live-action musical comedy about a family who shares their home with a lovable and talented CGI crocodile. The movie's based on the series of illustrated children's books by Bernard Weber. The first book in the series is called The House on East 88th Street. It was published in 1962. And while the movie updates the setting to the present day, it maintains the beloved story's charm.
A singing crocodile.
I like it like that.
Lyle. Lyle. Hector B. Valenti. Star stage and screen at your service. Holy.
Pop star Shawn Mendes voices Lyle the Crocodile. Javier Bardem plays Hector P. Valenti, the man who discovers Lyle can sing. Valenti has dreams of taking Lyle on the stage, so the two work on a song and dance routine.
Suddenly standing 10 feet tall, take a look at us now,
take a look at us now. Though we had no way to stay afloat, we were scared they'd say we saw she wrote.
Things don't work out according to plan. Valenti leaves, and not long after, the Prim family moves into his old brownstone house in New York City. Young Josh Prim, played by Winslow Fegley, struggles with the move. Josh suffers from anxiety, and the big city life intimidates him.
What was that?
That is an ambulance.
What was that?
That was a car tire.
What was that?
I have no idea what that was.
The new situation also stresses his parents, played by Constance Wu and Scoop McNairy, and they're worried about their son. But everything starts to change for Josh when he finds Lyle hiding in their attic.
He's not dangerous.
He's a crocodile.
Okay, yes, crocodiles can bite through bone, and yes, they have a taste for human flesh, but he's not like that. He wears a scarf, and he can sing.
Lyle teaches the Prims to relax and have fun. The Prims give Lyle the love of a family.
It's perfect unexpectedly.
Mom?
When you rip up the recipe.
Don't expect many surprises from Lyle Lyle Crocodile. The story is a little formulaic, but I have to admit, it's a crowd-pleasing formula. A sweet family needs some help, and a cute animal friend reminds them about what's important in life. If you've seen a Paddington Bear movie, you know where things are going. There's even a grumpy neighbor, he's actually named Mr. Grumps, who tries to keep everyone from having a good time. But Lyle Lyle Crocodile keeps things fresh with original songs written by Benj Pasek and Justin Paul, the songwriting duo for The Greatest Showman and La La Land. Some of the songs are pretty catchy.
You're sitting safe and starry-eyed. There is treasure you can find. And something somewhere left behind.
The film is rated PG for a couple of mildly scary scenes, but it's free of objectionable content. On the whole, I enjoyed Lyle Lyle Crocodile. It leaves the audience with the feel-good message that everyone needs a family, and it also reminds us we should use our gifts out of love for one another. And what's not to like about a singing crocodile? I'm Colin Garbarino.